Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Did we catch her boyfriend messing around on her with a coworker or a former coworker or not? We're about to tell Danielle just that. Good morning, Danielle.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so for those that don't know the story of you, the boyfriend, and why you're just a little bit cautious that this dude might be messing around, can you sort of recap it for us?
Yeah, thanks. So my boyfriend used to work with, he has a friend now, but he used to work with her, and they're really good friends, and he used to work with her, and they had like a relationship, but I mean, they were never in a relationship. She was in a relationship, so nothing ever happened. But anyways, she left that job, but now she's back, and she's working with him again, and ever since she's been there, he just talks about her all the time. Like, he's always like, oh, Colleen. You know, nothing weird, but it just really annoys me because this girl's kind of perfect in a weird way, and I've always felt insecure about her. So the big thing that really got to me was that he all of a sudden said he was going out for a coworker's birthday, and then I find out that it was Colleen's birthday, and he didn't tell me about it. And then I find out after looking on like Instagram and social media that other people had their, you know, their wives, significant others, everyone with them, but I was never invited. He was the only one by himself. Yeah. At her birthday.
That's a party foul.
Yeah, that's the car dealership red flag right there. When they have the American flag out there, that's huge. Mm-hmm. This is in this relationship. This is the red flag, and that's the one that Mo is pointing to, going, that's the one that doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, that's the one that bothered me the most, because at that point, it's not even about her. It's just about the simple fact that all of these couples are there, and you didn't invite me or tell me that I was invited. That would be an issue for me regardless.
Yeah, and then also, like, he would always talk about, or we would always talk about maybe getting engaged in the next steps and our future, and since she's been back in the workplace, since I think October, he totally has gone on mute about that. I just don't even know if he's going to propose to me. I thought he was going to propose over Christmas, and it just didn't happen. So, I don't know. He just keeps dodging now things about our future, and I don't... And it's just weird timing.
Yeah, you've got plenty of things there that are indicating to your gut like something's not right. So let's see if it's at least not infidelity here, because we did the War of the Roses on him last night.
We did. So we sent a fake promotional email to the email address you provided for us, Danielle. He's offered a free bouquet of flowers, able to choose from several options with pictures, and those options were cactus make perfect, show your encouragement to a friend, coworker. See how we try to trick him, or loved one with this charming collection of assorted cacti and succulents. Next, you have You Make Me Daisy. The most cheerful basket of white daisies will drive anyone crazy with delight. Then we have Mum's the Word. When you don't have the right words to use, express yourself with flowers. This lovely arrangement of pink roses, giant sunflowers, lavender mums, and white carnations is the perfect way to express what's on your mind. And then lastly, of course, As Time Rose By. The classic bouquet of long-stem red roses, a passionate choice for someone you want to spend all your time with. In exchange, he was asked to share some promo codes for a percentage off a future order with friends and family. The first promotional email was sent at 9:42 a.m., and he did not waste any time. He ordered flowers almost immediately at 10:07 a.m. The coworker that you are concerned about, Danielle, what's her name again?
Colleen.
That's who he sent the flowers to.
Are you serious?
He chose...
Oh, my God. I'm, like, shaking right now.
He chose the You Make Me Daisy. And the note on the card said, thanks for your help last week. We make a great team. And his name. So while not romantic...
What's the name?
Well, it's not romantic, but it's definitely concerning.
Under no circumstances, if you have a girlfriend or a wife, no matter what project Kristen and I are working on, if I get a chance for free flowers, my knee-jerk reaction is to my significant other and not my coworker. So we got we got problems here.
Sorry. Well, it's not like I didn't hear anything about this. He didn't tell me anything that he sent flowers, you know, like he sent a gift to someone.
And I think so there. So if I actually have a differing opinion than Bert, like if I'm getting free flowers, personally, I'm going to think they're lesser flowers than if I purchase them. So I would, if something like this came up, I would send them to somebody else and not a significant other, not thinking anything of it. Now, the problem here is if my husband sent flowers to another woman, I expect him to tell me, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, Colleen did such a great job, blah, blah, blah. I want to send her some flowers to thank her.
Yep.
It should definitely come
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Like that I would like that mm-hmm. to be expressed.
Now, this has
Because then it feels like you're hiding something.
This has a high gaslighting factor, though. So if you go back to this dude and you're like, hey, what about the flowers or what have you? If you decide to do that, he's going to go, it's just a coworker, you know? And we had this great project together. So he's going to try to turn it around on you. So I'm not sure how you defend that.
Honestly, I think you just have to hold your ground. I think you need to be as honest as possible because I think your feelings are incredibly valid. You notice, and there's nothing greater than a woman's intuition. You have noticed that something is going on. So I think you just be upfront with him about how you're feeling. And I think you're going to see those lies all over his face if he is hiding something.
I think it's the combination of everything. Yeah, like you may not have the smoking gun, but you certainly got enough smoke for a fire. So, I mean, once you put all of this together, I don't see a way where he can say that this is not an issue.
All right, Danielle.
Exactly.
So at least you know when you approach him, I don't even know if you want to bring these up. Probably not, like Abby said, but at least your gut is telling you something's not right. It's time to have a talk with this guy. And if you do, we'd love to hear back from you.
Okay, thank you guys so much. You've helped me out so much.
All right, good luck. Sorry.
I'm just emotional.
Understandable.
All right, thank you guys.
See ya.
The Bert Show.